Now, Holler are called pop rock on occasion. They've been called pop rock. I've noticed it being called pop rock. And I have to tell you, it's not pop rock. What it is 80s AOR and melodic rock, and Holler as well, then their debut album's called Reborn, have a lineage. A lineage. Terence Holler, hence the name, H-O-L-L-E-R, for those who are wondering, was with Eldritch, big prog metal band. And this is not that sound at all, is it? No. He grew up with Elton John, the Beatles, the Monkees, the Rolling Stones, Journey, Boston, Toto, all of the above. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, and all of that's here. So the AOR vocal in Do You Believe matches the simple beat, the power chords, although there's quite a lot of it about, I think this is really well done. And that simple piano line with the synth wash in I Don't Want does that as well. Now, there's two things you can do, aren't there? You can do something totally different in an AOR genre, or you can do an AOR genre item, but really well. They've gone for the second, and that really works. So that heartfelt vocal and the big whizzing synth. Synths, not just one, there's probably three or four, maybe even half a dozen in those eyes, is lovely. And then we've got Invisible Man, which the chorus has a pumping, well, it had a pumping feel, sassy vocal, beat and bass, 80s synth. Then that pumping just stops for a little for the nice warm chorus and even warmer solo. Those guitar solos are great, actually. How long has that smoky synth, big beat, balladic vocals, piano, mid-paced, jogging along with a nice heartfelt melody, a friendly melody, and that big solo? And then you've got Without You has an electro percussion, some sweet piano trilling. I'm beginning to get a bit, well, you know, it's all right here. However, that's Without You, but the last track will be something a bit different. However, before we get there, no, actually, let's talk about the last track first. Last first, and the last will be first. It's a West Coast feel, actually, which I really like. And there is a synthy whizzing around solo, which is followed by a six-string solo. I love that jousting, really like it. That's a great way to end. It's called Within Me. But the best thing here is Falling Apart, which has a party synth and a funky backing, and in the middle has a jazz fusion electric Joanna solo. I mean, I didn't expect that in the middle of a really pristine AOR album. It is just great, and I wish they'd done more of that. I wish that Mr. Holler and Holler had done more of that, but this album, Reborn, for a debut, is blooming great. Now, there's the AOR genre is in rude health because, as I've said before, you get younger bands who have listened to their parents' music collection and think, I like that and I'm going to do it. You get bands who we'd packed up because they didn't get much success or the success they wanted, having their albums repackaged and expanded and all of that, and they're still there and they've come back, or they've come back. And we get those bands who never went away because they are supreme and they're still doing that. And this fits in beautifully with the 80s AOR adoration. And really, you can adore this album if you're an AOR fan. I believe that fervently. It isn't pop rock, it's AOR. And that is all for the better. Holler if you agree. Ta-ta.